City Talk News.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. A teenager has been found guilty of the murder of Rhys Jones. The 11-year-old was shot dead in Croxteth as he walked home from football practice in August last year. A jury at Liverpool Crown Court has found Sean Mercer, who's 18, guilty of killing him. We can cross live to the court now, where Laura Harms has watched the verdict.
Well, it's been nearly 16 months since their son, Rhys, was shot dead. And Melanie and Stephen Jones were in the public gallery to see 18-year-old Sean Mercer found guilty of murder. They've been so composed and so dignified throughout this nine-week trial, but they sobbed and embraced as the verdicts were read out. Sean Mercer stared blankly ahead, showed little emotion as he was found guilty of murdering Rhys Jones outside the Fir Tree pub last summer. Also today, there have been guilty verdicts for six others. Now, they are 25-year-old Gary Kayes, 25-year-old Melvin Coy, James Yates, who's 20, 18-year-old Nathan Quinn, a 17-year-old who are only allowed to call Boy K, and 16-year-old Boy M. They've been found guilty of assisting Mercer to help cover up the murder in the hours and days after the crime. Laura Harms from Liverpool Crown Court.
Well, the last person to speak to Rhys was his football coach, Steve Gagan. He's told City Talk how he's still tormented by the events of that night.
Still very clear in my mind what went on that night. It was like it was just yesterday. I think it'll just remain like that for the rest of my life. As I said on many occasions, I could live my life 10 times over. That would never, ever happen to me again. I would never, ever witness anything like that again.
During the trial, jurors heard Rhys was an innocent victim of a gang feud that had spiralled out of control. Mercer, just 16 at the time of the killing, was a leading member of the Croxteth crew. He rode to the pub with a loaded gun in his pocket, intending to shoot teenagers from the rival Norris Green Strand gang. Head of the Merseyside Police's Matrix team, DCS Steve Moore, says the hatred between the two gangs simply boils down to which area they come from.
This has happened for a long time, that groups of young people from different housing estates or supporting different football teams or from different schools have found that's a good enough reason to intensely dislike the other group. The additional factor here has been the use of a gun.
Rhys's murder was a crime that shocked not only a city but saw national and world media descend on Croxteth. The unwanted spotlight shone on a North Liverpool suburb and the people living in the area had to bear the weight of it. Croxteth councillor Phil Moffat says it's a night the community will never forget.
I don't think so. I think it's a bitter, very bitter pill for them to swallow. And I would think that it would be very difficult for the community and certainly the family to ever overcome the tragic events of that night.
Just to recap on our breaking news this lunchtime, 18-year-old Sean Mercer has been found guilty of murdering 11-year-old Rhys Jones in Croxteth in August last year. Mercer is now behind bars and facing life for the murder.